Good. A.
Brooke Sneed, a graduate student at Baylor, is working with Tommy on recognizing combinations of vowels. Their one-on-one interaction is being replicated in numerous small rooms at Baylor's Neil Morris Hall, where their graduate students are applying what they've learned in the classroom to deal with the individual needs of children between the ages of 5 and 17. Testing has revealed specific learning deficiencies in these students, and Baylor is working with each of them in a way unique to that student. This is all part of Camp Success, where 80 children are seeing improvement in their reading and comprehension, a trend that began 6 years ago when the camp was started. Dr. Michael Ritter began the program and moves from room to room, supervising, encouraging Baylor students and the children, and talking about the issues in the children that they're trying to overcome.
We have the type of child that's involved in Camp Success is a child with some type of a language deficit. So they may have a vocabulary issue, they may have a word retrieval, they can't quite think of the word, and so when they're reading, that same thing happens when they're reading, so therefore they have difficulty with their reading skills.
To meet the students, you wouldn't know they had any sort of disability. Most are excited and engaged, if occasionally a bit shy around a microphone. But for all of them, something is impeding their ability to read, which of course slows them down in every aspect of their schooling. Dr. Ritter says it's the department's job to determine what that impediment is and to find a way to get past it.
The children that are here have average to above average intelligence. They just have an issue that's a little bit deeper issue for the, and that's why they really can't learn to read. And a lot of the kids that are here cannot read. They've been working on reading for 2 or 3 years. They're still not able to read or to read up to grade level. And so what we're doing, we find that little fine area that's causing them the problem, and then we're able to work on it, and then their reading automatically comes up.
Working on that problem can involve having the child sound out letter combinations or seek to comprehend a story in correct order. But some methods seem decidedly non-traditional. That clicking and clacking is the sound of students reacting by clapping or stomping to audio tones being fed through a headphone. It's an experimental technique gauging students' reactions and challenging them to respond, in this case to a sound, but possibly to what they read down the road.
It's helping the temporal processing and processing speed. So one of the issues is that the clients are working on is reading fluency. And so we're doing this research to see if this really makes a difference.
This activity works in with the belief that learning encompasses all of the senses, and not just the visual aspect of seeing a word on a page. The results of students who work with the metronome will be compared to those without, which will allow Baylor to determine whether or not this new method is effective. The children say what they're doing is working. Where many children are often reticent to talk about what they're learning or the ease or difficulty to which learning comes to them, many children at Camp Success are eager to share their improvements and excited to catch up to other students at school in the fall. Cooper is 8 years old.
Well, my reading, it was hard for me, but now here in Camp Success, people have been helping me. Now it's getting easier.
Dr. Ritter says they're seeing improvements in reading ability of anywhere between 1 and 4 grade levels in just a few short weeks. Students who previously shied away from reading are now finding a kindled interest in books. Jacob is one such teenager.
I just started a new book last night, and I've never really had the thing, when you say you don't want to put a book down, like when you're reading or whatever. With that, I felt it a little bit, and hopefully it'll grow.
The excitement of the progress goes beyond the children, Dr. Ritter, and the higher-ups in the Communication Sciences and Disorders Department. The graduate students working with the kids, like Morgan Smith, find the experience rewarding in addition to practical.
Camp Success has been really great for me just because I feel like it's given me tools to go out when I finish here in August to help more children like Miranda.
Grad student Brooke Sneed enjoys helping the students unlock their own potential.
I've really learned a lot about the dynamics of seeing children develop more skills as they work hard, and it's very intense on them. And I don't feel like I'm doing much, but something's working inside of them that's making them change.
Perhaps the happiest of all are the parents, who watch their kids' frustration give way to excitement. Kim Campbell's son attends Camp Success, and she enjoys seeing his self-confidence grow.
You feel like you've actually done something to increase their ability to read and to just their self-esteem, because he just didn't really feel like he knew as much as his brothers. And now he feels like I can do what they can do.
Camp Success is ongoing at Baylor, where 80 students take place in a program that has a waiting list of over 200. Dr. Ritter says they would love to someday grow to allow more children to discover the self-esteem that comes from having confidence in their own abilities. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.